Hi everyone, and welcome to the Academy podcast, where we talk all things digital and e-learning. I'm Sam and I work in the Academy team, and today we're joined by Nicola Rathmill, Customer Services Manager from the Customer Support team, and we will be discussing the Candidate Advice Line, or CAL as it is well known, including why you should get involved, what training and support is available, and what you can expect on the day. Hi Nicola, thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Hi Sam, thanks for having me.
No problem at all. So we're going to be chatting about CAL, so I thought first we should just start out with, why should people get involved? Why should they sign up to take part in CAL this year?
So I think Candidate Advice Line is a really great opportunity to speak to learners across Scotland and help them with any questions they might have about their results. It's a chance to meet new people, so a lot of our volunteers tell us they really enjoy coming into the office, they get to catch up with colleagues they've maybe not seen for a long time, and they also get to meet a lot of new colleagues, which is always great. You will also get a chance to learn lots of new skills, and we give you lots of training and things to be able to do that, but a lot of our volunteers tell us year after year that, you know, they learn a lot, they take a lot away from it. You really do get an opportunity. It sounds a bit cheesy, but I think you really do get an opportunity to make a difference. You know, when our learners are calling in, they call in for a wide range of queries. Simply, you know, some of them range from, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, I've not received my certificate. And those conversations can quite simply be, does your post normally come at 9 o'clock? No, it comes at 1. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Just, you know, wait a wee while and it'll come at this normal time. Yeah. To maybe some more questions, some more intricate questions, perhaps around like, what does the results mean? You know, some learners are really delighted because they did better than they thought they might do. And you get to sort of signpost them to UCAS and different bits of support. And I think lastly, for me, it's just a really great opportunity, as I say, to learn new skills and add that to your CV as well. So I think, you know, internally, it's always a really great thing to do and to take part of.
Definitely. I should say that I have been involved and I enjoyed being part of it, and I plan to get involved again to support. I think the key thing is, it's just that human element. Like, it's a big day for the organisation, but it's obviously a massive day for each individual learner. So it's nice to know that you're that voice of reassurance, or, you know, just helping someone to understand it versus looking on it. Like, chatbots are so prevalent these days. Yeah. And I think it's nice that we still have this service that offers that human element.
Definitely. And I think, you know, we do see a shift as our sort of, I suppose, as our years develop, we see a shift of the technology. So we do see more learners choosing to email us in or to contact us in a different way, but we still do have a lot of calls that come through. And I think, you know, some of that can be learners, some of it can be parents. And the questions really are very varied. And I think it's just, you know, like you said, it's a really great day and it's a real opportunity to be that person. It's also remembering that a lot of the schools are not back. So some of these learners, you know, they get that certificate, it lands through their letterbox, and they don't have anybody else maybe to speak to. You know, their mum and dad are not able to answer the question for them, or whatever family they've got. So they phone us looking for advice. And we're not always, I think it's really important to remember that we don't expect our volunteers to know every single thing. We provide a basic training in the sense of basic, in the terms of enough for you to be able to deal with your calls. But a lot of what you'll do is signposts. If somebody's on the phone asking for detailed information about university or next steps or college, it's about signposting them to the right place and the right people to be able to give them that support.
Yeah, I think it's reassuring to know that, like, there's no expectation for everyone to know everything. We can come into this with a basic level of training and we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Touching on training, obviously the role of a CAL volunteer is really important and crucial to a successful results day for us. So what training and support is provided for those that are involved?
Yeah, so again, it's a really great question, and I think it's something that's always on people's mind is, you know, this is a bit different. Am I going to have the right skills to do it? I think we go all out with training. It's a really big part of the CAL recruitment process, and we absolutely support our volunteers every single step of the way. So when you sign up to CAL, the first thing you'll get is a welcome email. So you'll get that within a few days of signing up. And that's really just to say, thanks so much. We'll be back in touch with you over the next couple of weeks, depending on obviously when you sign up.
Uh-huh.
The first sort of interaction we'll have with you is we will do a bit of a check to make sure you've got all the right systems and software. And that's a combination mm-hmm. of you'll have somebody from the customer service team will contact you. And then we work with business systems and they'll make sure that they can download all the right software and different things that you'll need on the yep. day. We then will run some SIPs or training sessions throughout the month of July. And we hold quite a few of them because we recognise that a lot of people go on holiday in July and are away to lots of sunny places. So we tend to run 3 or 4 sessions over the course of 3 or 4 weeks. And that allows you to choose which one suits you best. It's usually an mm-hmm. hour. And that training session will cover everything that you will need. So it will look at how to log on to the system to be able to answer a call, how to, if when you take that call, you're not sure of the answer or you need a bit of support, what you need to do. And we have lots of support in place on the day for, like, we have escalation teams and different things. And if you've never mm-hmm. volunteered before, you'll not be asked to be part of any of that. So don't worry. These are our experienced volunteers that do these parts. But we'll show you all of that. We'll talk you through a bit about the appeals process. And just for some reassurance, anyone that volunteered last year will be delighted to know that the appeals process is the exact same. So there's not, it's my fourth Cal and the Perfect. First one where it's we have a blueprint from last year, which is brilliant. And then, as I say, we will talk you through the FAQs and really every aspect of what you might need to know, we will go through. We will also, as I said at the beginning, we'll assign you with somebody from the customer service team. They'll do a bit of a telephony check with you as well. Some of the feedback we got last year from our volunteers was they'd really like role plays. And what I mean by a role play mm-hmm. is simply a sort of demonstration of what a call might be like. We are going to do some mock calls and there'll be some sort of, you know, like mock calls that we set up between within our own team, and we'll let our volunteers hear them and get an idea of what some of the calls might be. We will also, we're planning to offer a one-to-one service if you want it. So I completely get that for some people that will be mm-hmm. the worst idea in the world, the idea of doing a role play with somebody. But for others who might just want a chance to sort of run through a mock call, we're going to offer that service as well this year as a wee bit extra. So yeah, I think there's all the training you could possibly want. And I think the really important thing to remember is that if you come out of any of that training and think, I'd really like to understand that a wee bit more, or I'm just not that confident, then we have a full team of people who are working on the CAL project that will be more than happy to do stuff with you one-on-one as well.
Amazing. And I'd be remiss to say that there's obviously training on the academy as well that is supportive in terms of a reflection point. I think there's a lot of the things that you do are great, are really all-encompassing to like actually be together, whether it's, I think all of them are online, is that right? All of the training would be online?
It's all online.
Like on Teams?
Yeah, and again, that's really just down to the fact that's what everyone's told us. Again, if somebody wants it in person, we're more than happy to do that. But no, you're absolutely right. We have lots of information on the academy. And that what we ask our volunteers to do is to look at that in their own time as well. And then the SIP's really an opportunity to kind of ask questions, to run through some of that stuff. And we're actually in the process, or we're about to start the process of updating some of that training as well. So even if you're a seasoned, well-seasoned volunteer, there'll be a couple of tweaks to it as well.
That's good to know. And I think for me personally, when I did it, I found that the day before getting prepared for it, I revisited the academy training just to kind of make sure that I had everything in my head, knew what I was doing. But I also think the one-to-one that you're introducing sounds really interesting, because I think some people, they might not like to do role play, but also some people, like, to feel comfortable, need to know exactly the steps and what to expect. So I think that's like a really nice addition to maybe give someone that opportunity to be a bit more prepared. So I like that you've added that.
Thank you.
Can you give an overview of what people can expect on a day of CAL, particularly results day, because I know that that's obviously the big one. But yeah, just to paint a picture.
Yeah, I think, you know, whether you are, well, so first of all, you can do it from home if you want to, or you can mm-hmm. do it in Optima. So that's a really important, I suppose, distinction. Your day will essentially involve you logging on to a system called Avaya, and that system allows, it essentially feeds calls into you. It is not call, normally, and I'll say normally because I don't have a crystal ball, so I don't want to absolutely promise anything, but historically, it's not like that. So when we go out to recruit for Cal, we do a lot of work around sort of resource forecasting to make sure that it's not a situation where it's call, because we recognise that, A, that's really tiring, and especially for people that's not their day job. So it is relatively relaxed. The calls themselves is a really wide range. And as I said earlier on, it can be from, I've not received my certificate, my friends have all got a text with the results, I've not, and it's having that conversation, maybe they've not signed up to my SQA. We do get learners that will maybe phone in to say, you know, I'm in Greece, can you give me my results? And they range from everything. And then you do get the calls where it's like, you know, I've done really well, and kids are just excited to phone up and be like, oh my God, I did so much better than I thought I was going to do. What do I do next? And again, it's that signposting piece of work around here's who to speak to. And obviously there's perhaps learners who maybe didn't do as well. And again, our role in that is just to signpost them to places like Skills Development Scotland and the UCAS websites, etc. We have lots of support. So if you are in the office, you'll see I'll be there, my team leader will be there, all of the customer service team. We have floor walkers, so you can stick your hand up and somebody will come over to you and give you support. If you're working from home, we have virtual floor walkers, so we make great use of Microsoft Teams, and you can pop your question in there. The floor walkers will answer. To be honest, as the day moves on, you find a lot of volunteers talk to each other and answer questions and things as well. If you're in Optima, you'll also get some free food. So we provide breakfast rolls and snacks and different things. If you're at home, unfortunately, I cannot offer that service. So I would encourage you, if you can, come into Optima, because it really is a good day. And I think the other thing to remember is, like I said, it isn't a day normally where it's call. And what some of our volunteers have told us in the past is it's a really fun day because they get to catch up with friends, sit with colleagues that they've maybe not seen for a long time, because you know we don't all work in the office every day anymore. I know some people use the time to catch up with emails and some of that work in between, which again is completely fine. You know, all we ask is that you're there and ready for our volunteers when they sign on. So it is a really it's a really good day, and I think the biggest thing probably for me to share is that after Cal, we survey our volunteers to ask them, you know, how much they enjoyed it. Now, last year, we received, out of five, we received 4.89 when we asked around what the support was. So that is an absolutely phenomenal result. The overall result, which looked at support, training, the experience, everything, was a 4.66 out of five. So, you know, from my perspective, that in itself speaks volumes and just tells you how much they really enjoy it.
Yeah, that's a glowing recommendation for people that have actually been there and done it. Yeah, that's really positive. I think we've kind of touched upon it throughout our conversation, but what are the benefits of taking part in Cal, and what have you found is the most kind of common feedback you receive from people who have taken part?
Yeah, I think, you know, as I said, I think the most common feedback we get is how much people enjoy it. And we have volunteers that come back year after year. Some of our volunteers have been doing it for 20 years. And, amazing. You know, that speaks volumes. Some of the volunteers that signed up last year for the first time, majority of them have already signed up this year because they really enjoyed it. The feedback I got last year from them was always, I really enjoyed it. A lot of people tell us it makes them better in their day job. And I think what they mean by that is that if your job relates to the main diet in any way, it's kind of that last piece of the puzzle almost, and you kind of get to see how it comes to life a wee bit. And then I think, you know, depending on where you work, I've got colleagues that work in, maybe work with learners in a different aspect, maybe comms and things. And again, it's almost like you get to spend a day in their shoes and understand a bit about the kind of questions they're asking and their concerns and their happy thoughts and all these different things, and they always tell me that as well. As I said earlier, you get to meet new people, learn new skills, and you also get to raise your profile, which I think is, given the hybrid environment we work in, it's a real unique opportunity to come in. We have on results day, we have every grade in our organisation signs up. We have directors that are on that results line taking calls. So again, it's a great opportunity to come in and meet different people. And as I say, raise your profile, maybe say hello to somebody that you've spoke to lots of times, but never physically met them. And I think the last thing for me probably is just, it's a different day. So it's a bit of fun. It's not the normal. It's a chance to get up, come in and have a completely different day from every other working day that you have. So yeah, I would say it's a great thing to do.
I like the way you put that, a different day, because some of us are used to the same types of tasks. Yeah. And for me, being part of it, like, it's just nice to, as you've kind of alluded to, just actually seeing like the fruits of our labour, like the results, the things that we actually are all working to, maybe directly or indirectly. Like, yeah, I think it's nice to just hear people's voices, like of our customers, and whether, you know, it's a positive conversation or if it's maybe a little bit more sad that they've maybe not achieved what they wanted to, you're still getting to kind of see, be at the heart of what we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's definitely a good thing to be part of, and mix it up and
definitely
meet new people.
Definitely. And I think, you know, our, as an organisation, we're trying to be more customer centric, and this is a great opportunity to be a part of that, to get more involved. If your day job isn't speaking to customers and learners, then this is a great way to be able to get involved with that sort of ethos and goal, I suppose.
Yeah, it definitely makes you appreciate what we do.
Definitely.
And what we're all striving for.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, if you can make sure that the listener took away one thing from this conversation, what would you like that to be?
I think I would say, if you're going to take one thing away, is that it is lots of fun. I think that I totally get doing something different can be scary, but, you know, please take away the fact that you will have support every single step of the way. It's my fourth year, as I say, running CAL, and we have volunteers coming back again and again. If it was a horrible experience, I'm sure they would not do that. If you are unsure, there is two SIPs being run on the 4th and 12th of June, and they are information SIPs. So they're really informal. They are just a chance to come along and ask some questions about Candidate Advice Line that you might have. It will be myself and Kelly Rooney, who's the customer service team leader. We'll be sort of hosting them. And if you don't want to come across to a SIP or those dates don't suit you, just drop us a message on Teams. We're happy to have an informal chat or answer any questions. So I think for me, it's not scary. You'll really enjoy it. And please sign up because it is fun. And the quicker we get you signed up, the quicker we can get the ball rolling with everything.
Amazing. I echo that as someone that's been involved. It is good fun. It's definitely worth trying out to see whether you like it or not. Sounds like most people do come back and like it, so why not give it a go? Good luck with getting everyone signed up. I hope they roll in after hearing us chat about it.
Of course they will, absolutely. I expect nothing less.
Fingers crossed. Thank you so much for your time today, and thank you to listeners for tuning into this episode. You can find all episodes on the podcast section of the Academy site, and if you'd like to get involved, please get in touch, and until then, enjoy listening while you work.
Thanks, Sam.